This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's funny because we were talking about LeBron's comments as part of Yeah Man, No Man. Oren was letting us hear what LeBron said about being the face of the league, and they were asking him about Ant-Man. He wasn't answering the question as he's the face. We already know that. But Faye hits us up and says, LeBron's always crying. This is what I'm talking about. Like, immediately the first thing out of Faye's mouth is LeBron's always crying because everybody doesn't think he's number one. That's not why you want to say that. That's part of this is that everybody's just been more critical of him. And that's kind of where I'm at. Turtle, I hear what you're saying. He's certainly got his flowers and his respect. But I also think there's been a lot of disrespect. And part of this is like, you know, when you say LeBron's always crying, I guess y'all never watched Jordan. I guess y'all didn't watch Mike. I guess y'all didn't watch Mike work the refs. I guess y'all didn't watch Mike get the calls he got in games and playoff series time after time. Like, I don't know what, if you're old enough to remember these things, then it's easy to sit here and be like, well, you know what? You're right, Dukes. I know this because I saw it with my own eyes. This whole crying thing, everybody complains in the league about calls and all of this stuff. But the idea that LeBron is upset because you don't think he's number one, half of the country does think he's the best player in the world.
Well,
the other half doesn't.
Well,
that's fine.
Thing, yeah. And the other thing, too, Carl, is you don't think when Jordan was playing the Bad Boys in the late 80s, early 90s, that Detroit fans didn't despise him? You don't think when he was going up against the Suns trying to get Barkley a championship, you don't think everybody in the Valley thought Jordan was the devil incarnate? Of course they did. It just wasn't on social media. That's the difference today, is it's instant and it's in your face. The only times you got to see it is in the stands with Jordan. You don't think that everybody that was rooting on Isaiah and everybody else on that team, Joe Dumars, you don't think they wanted Jordan? Of course they did. They despised him. Like, to sit back and have revisionist history, like Jordan was beloved by everybody in the NBA.
He was.
No, but Carl, come on.
He was.
You think when he was going for all those titles in a row, you think fans in Phoenix and fans in Orlando and fans of these teams that were going up against him year in and year out, you don't think they would have said the same thing that people who don't like LeBron say today? Of course they would have. There's just not a platform for it. There's a platform for it today. It's a huge difference.
Well, yes, there's a platform for idiots. I would agree. But I would also say that we were not brainwashed. Made to believe that he was infallible. The marketing campaign around Michael Jordan is why he still sells Air Jordans today. Oren, what did you tell me today before we came on the show? And both Oren and I are sneakerheads, okay? I'll tell you, I got more shoes than I'll probably ever wear in my life. Is it a waste of money? Maybe. But I will tell you, and I've said this to Mike because we got into this conversation one day, as kids growing up, my mom would allow us to go, like, you know, school shopping, and we buy school shoes and all this kind of stuff. But I was never able to ever really get the shoes that either were popular or that I really wanted to, simply because they were just too expensive. And I said one day when I, you know, become an adult, if I'm ever able to, I'm going to be able to buy the shoes I want. Well, maybe I've gone above and beyond that. But, oh, I have a shoe issue. It's documented.
Yes.
And you said to me today about the new Jordans that are coming out. What did you tell me today?
The Flu Games, the Jordan 12s, the Flu Game 12s are coming out tomorrow.
You know what? They will be sold out within 5 minutes of release.
30,000 of them are going to be released, and they'll be gone. The drop is at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, and by 10:05, there won't be any left.
How much are these shoes, though?
$210.
Sold out within 5 minutes.
You know who's trying to get them tomorrow, Carl? You and I.
Yeah, of course.
You know, this will be my third pair I've gotten so far this year, too. My third pair.
My point is this, Chris. Why? Michael Jordan hadn't played a game since
2003.
Why? That is how strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
We believe in the product of what he was and how he inspired people and how it's still cool to wear Jordans. That ain't happened with nobody else. So when you say, were they rooting against him? Of course the fans in those cities were. You're right about social media. But I also think that across the board, Jordan is beloved. Way more so than LeBron.
But that's because of the era. If LeBron played when Jordan played, it would be the same thing. I bet you LeBrons that were dropping, the LeBrons that would drop now would get the same type of reaction that the Jordans get. It's such a big, like, I think we're glossing over how big of a deal it is to talk about playing when LeBron played versus playing when Jordan played. And playing when Jordan played versus when playing when Bill Russell played. I think Bill Russell would have been regarded as the greatest player of all time, or Wilt would have been regarded as the greatest player of all time, if there was more access to them. There was such limited access to them. But you go look at their stats, Bill Walton's what, an 8-time, 10-time champion?
Yep.
Wilt scored 100 points in a game and did 100 things in other different 100 ways that we all love him for, according to mythology. I mean, in all seriousness, though, you have to take it from when it happened. Like,
so wouldn't it be more, though, now with the exposure? Don't we have more access than we ever have?
Yeah, but LeBron's
don't sell more than Jordan.
But it exposes you to both sides of it. That's the problem, Carl. It exposes you to the adoration, but it also exposes you to the criticism. Jordan wasn't facing that type of criticism day in and day out.
No, he wasn't.
He just wasn't.
No.
You think mid-90s Jordan was getting accosted by the beat writers for the Bulls? No, they were sucking up to him. Come on, man. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, LeBron is, honestly, I think you could even make the argument it's more impressive what LeBron has done. Because you look at his career, and from start to finish, the spotlight that he's been under is the first of its kind.
Yes.
It is.
And that's why I'm saying what I'm saying about him feeling that way about being the face and understanding why some guys, Anthony Edwards, may not want to take that on, because he understands it really doesn't matter, you know, what you do, no matter how good it might be or how you own your P's and Q's. It's just an interesting conversation. Good stuff. Oh, I appreciate you chiming in there, because we were talking about that, and I was like, man, those shoes will be gone in 5 minutes. But
Turn the notification on.
But it's just a testament to, you know, again, and the irony of all of this is that there are people who are listening to this show. You've been born since Michael Jordan retired. You never saw him play. Yet you sport Jordans. Why? Like, that's the impact socially, you know, and from a marketing standpoint that he had on the league and certainly the world. We got more to get to here. It's Dukes and Bell. Chris is in for Mike today. Chris, you see what you did? You led me down this rabbit hole.
Well, you know what's funny, Carl? Before we get to the dogs, real quick, the irony in all of this conversation, my girlfriend, for our anniversary, just bought me my first pair of Jordans.
Wow.
I will wear them on Monday to the studio.
Okay.
And you guys can check them out.
Yeah,
what's up. How about that? So after all that going round and round, I actually just received. And you know what I did? You know what I did, Carl, to make sure I was a true Jordan aficionado? Kept the box.
Yeah.
Oh!
You absolutely kept the box.
I kept the box. How about
See?
That?
See? Now you're in the club. You have joined us.
What's going to happen, Terrell? You're going to put that first pair on? You're going to be like, you know what? I think I can get a second pair of these. Then it becomes a third pair. Then it becomes the 24th pair.
And then you become Orange.
And you become me and Carl, yeah.
That's cool. All right. That is funny, man. By the way, she's a keeper. Can I tell you that?
She is.
She's a keeper. I mean, you know, just a few things you've told me about how she's going all out for you. Wow.
She's up my swag, Carl. She really has.
I'm going to say, no doubt about it. All right, that's nice. That's a nice gift. Hey, guys, this hour is brought to you by our friends at Mark Spain Real Estate. Let's talk some dogs.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.